Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh, time flies, doesn't it? It's been 7 days, my friends, since I've seen you last, heard you last, actually talked to you last. It's good to be here. You know, today I've got, well, one of those tools that I live with. Oh, it's called an impact gun. Things have changed on that side of the toolbox. That's right. Impact guns. We need them. We have to have them as mechanics, technicians, repair shops. Ah, who cares about an impact gun? Well, we need them to... sometimes we just have a very rusty nut, and we got to break that nut loose in order to get your car part off of your truck or your car. Impact. Using air or... electricity? Okay, we use electricity. I use the impacts that run off air. Air compressed. You know, compressed air. That's how you say it, I guess, yeah. It's a big tank. It accumulates the air in the shop, of course, and yes, it makes noise. It sucks that air and it compresses it in this tank. And what do I have at the end of the day? Is water, juice. Condensation turns into water at the bottom of that big old metal tank, and I have to, you know, loosen up that petcock, let the water out. Well, of course, today's world, it's changed. A lot of shops, including myself, I have a handheld cordless, runs off a, here it is, it's a lithium 18-volt battery. Hey, that is a lot quieter than air. An air impact gun? Huh. But do they have the torque? Do they have the power? As much as my air compressor air tool type tools have? Good question. I would recommend them for you. You can forget the air compressor. Just go buy yourself the Robi. Is that how you pronounce that, Robi? I think they're green now. You got yellow DeWalt. Go buy those. Lithium style type batteries, plug them in, charge them up, use the electricity off your solar panels that are on your roof, and make sure that you have all the power you ever will need to undo your own lug nuts. With that, let's get to it. I haven't even pulled the... Yes, welcome to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. We're going to talk about a lot of things here today. For the next 3 hours of your life, that's right, the next 3 hours of your life, I'll be here with you behind the silver microphone that has a temperature gauge on, just like NASCAR. What's a track temperature? It means everything when it comes to tire glueiness. That's right. We need our NASCAR tires to stick to the track when we're going around that corner. Left. You do too. You need to know what temperature it is. I love these cars today that have, well, you start them up and they go, ching, chime. You know, it used to be, your door is ajar. Your door is ajar. No. It's not. It's a door. My point is that we don't have that anymore. Though Chrysler came up with that with the K cars, and I had to work on those. Customers and friends, they said, can you get rid of that girl and the dash that keeps telling me that I'm using my door as a canning jar? No, I cannot do that. I can't bypass that. But today we have these little chimes that go, ching, ching. And it tells us the temperature of the racetrack. Well, pretty much the outside temperature of where your car is sitting or your truck. And it is nice. And, of course, you do have some of those words on the dash that say it could be icy. All in the aspect of making all of us maybe slow down. Because we might not have winter tires on. We're going a little too fast. Anyway, good to have you here. I'm your host, Mark Evans. It's so nice to be here, and I I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to be behind the silver microphone that has a temperature gauge on it. And right now it looks like it's about 98 degrees. So here we go. Well, I'm sitting in the hot seat. As always, proud to be here. When I call it the hot seat, that means this thing is, we got a seat warmer on it today. Thanks, you guys, everybody. We got Eddie the engine, as always, in the house. He's in the house. Eddie the engine emailer to the left. Let's give him a hand. He takes care of your emails through the week. And right now, the address is Auto World Radio. One word, folks, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And again, Dashboard Daniel, he's sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine to take your calls. Woo, let's hear it for him. Dashboard Daniel, thank you. He's not sitting there. He's hanging there from a, I think it's a six-point harness. I don't know how we even got it on him. But he's there. He's hanging over the board because this thing is like 22 feet long and 16 feet wide. A lot of buttons and things. He does that. That's what it's all about. Because we're coast to coast, and thank you for that. And there's a lot of electrical, I said it, a lot of electrical things involved to make Auto World happen. So the station, your favorite station you're listening to us on right now, it's not powered by a gasoline engine. It's powered by electrical wires. 855-660-4261. If I say that too fast, I'm sorry. You can go over to my website, autoworldmedia.com. Take a look. There I am, right there. Good to have you along. Today, let's do it. We got Eddie in the house. Eddie, the engine emailer. Hand me the hubcap, please. Let's see what... Thank you, sir. Thank you. Don't want to drop it. Thanks, thanks. I know it's sharp. It's an old rusty 15-inch hubcap off of Lincoln today. Eddie, you keep changing the hubcaps up on me. Hey, that's good. I love it. I love it. It's got a Lincoln logo on the hubcap itself. Hubcaps are long gone, and that's why we, Eddie, can get to the junkyard, recycle yard, boneyard, whatever you like to call it. We're going to be talking a little bit about those numbers today. But we have the menu, just like a restaurant. You know, when you go into a restaurant, your favorite restaurant, you know what you're going to eat? Come on, change it up a little bit, folks. That's what we do here. That means that in the hubcap is the menu, a little taste and a tease of what's on the menu today here at Auto World. Every hour is different. So let's start with the third hour first, right up off the bat. Well, I want to share with you first, though. I've had some emails come in that you always do that one segment called, "My Dad Had That Car." Today, guess what, Mom? Yeah, Mom, we've got one for you. It's not new. It's backed by popular demand. My mom had that car. So stay tuned for that. Who knows when that's going to come up. But we'll have it today for sure. Third hour, folks. A license plate gadget worked. $20K worth. That's right, $20,000 in unpaid fines. Ka-ching. I don't know if that's good or bad. We'll find out in the third hour. Now, third hour also, if you have one of these, you can get this installed to power your home, your crib, your house. The installation cost is $4,000. Has everything to do with autos, Auto World. That's what you're listening to. And coming in 2025, this option is now going to be standard equipment on all of their vehicles. Yes, and that is a benefit for all of us. So stay tuned. We'll find out what brand that is and maybe some of the models I might throw in there. And, of course, at the end of the third hour, we have the word with Mark. Second hour, what's up and coming? IndyCar Cube, folks. Get over to my Facebook page. You'll see it. IndyCar Cube. Like, say a cube. Well, this thing sells. It's not drivable by any means because of that word cube. Yeah, you know, it's kind of crushed. But it sells. Sit back, fasten your seatbelts, be ready, get the tray table put up. Come on, we're going to be talking about that IndyCar Cube that sells for a pretty good number. Also, the old KL body, the old KL. Do you know what the old KL body is? You're going to find out, will it return? That's just a little bit on the second hour. Also, we've got a little bit of United States added 1.2 million EVs to the grid, but guess what? Last year, the electricity went down. There's a pretty good feed going on over at my Facebook site there, folks. That address is my name, Mark Evans, and that's what it's all about right there. Interactive. Good to have you along. Good to be here. Proud of it. Thanks. We'll be right back right here from the Greasy Garage Studio. We'll be right back.
listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, where the rubber meets the road. I hope you have the right kind of tires, rubber on your car, folks. little thing. We've been here this last week, been getting a lot of emails about that because of the tis the season that we're in. A colder weather climate, of course, for some of us. And of course, when it's colder in the West Coast and of course up north, we have snow, and then the folks, you folks listening in the South, of course have rain. And sometimes we forget that the cold weather, we need snow tires, winter tires. Well, you also need a good slab of rubber there on the rim, on your car when you're south and you're in the rain. Also, you want traction because, again, little reminder that the oil, transmission oil and power steering oil and the antifreeze that's leaking out of people's cars that are in front of you, they might not be leaking behind you, but they're leaking in front of you, and that's where, when it rains, it turns into a greasy, snotty racetrack. It means everything, having the right tire on there. So, and DOT, date on tire. DOT is on the side of your tire. That's just a little Auto World tip for you. You can see how old your tires really, really, really are. And don't think for 1 minute that the spinning of the wheel and the tire going down your freeway at high speeds has nothing to do on dry pavement with tire thickness on the tread. It does. Wear bars. This last week, my goodness, it's amazing how many of the folks here locally where I'm at, live in Boise, Idaho right now, in the Auto World Plaza, that we talked about the wear bar, and a lot of people didn't know what the wear bar is. That's just you have the tread on your tire, and then you have a little wear bar going opposite of the direction of the tread. And once your rubber gets down to that wear bar, you're done. You're done. And before that, to tell you the truth of the matter, what they say, the old days when I first started doing automotive back in the early days of 19, about 48 years plus ago. Mark, just tell him to put a dime in there. Stick a dime in there if it's reaching the old dime's head. Some of you might think, oh, a Lincoln penny, you know. Yeah, that's fine. But, you know, I'm just talking about thin. Get rid of them. Be done. Okay, let's get on with the first hour of Auto World. Starting your vehicle. How do you start your vehicle? Do you have a key? Or do you have a push button? Yeah. Huh. How did it all start, and why? Who cares? Remember the back in the days where, in fact, oh, you guys are laughing, I know, I could hotwire that car, Mark, in 3 seconds and steal it. Not anymore. Those immobilizers have got you. What I'm saying is that a push button start, that little button, you have the key fob, of course, is a lot different than the key start, folks. And when it comes down to repairing it, it means a lot. And so I know a lot of you in this time of year, too, click, 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 click. And I've got emails coming in on that. And please do, keep them coming. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Push button. Yeah. What is a push button start? It's also called a keyless ignition, of course. Push button start is a type of ignition system that lets you automatically start that engine. And it also lets us, as the technicians, do code reading without touching the brake pedal. See, there's a lot of electronics involved. You got to touch the brake pedal, don't you, before you push the button. And you also have to have the key fob within how many feet of your car before it'll actually start. And you folks that have a key, I mean, really, truthfully, how long does really a key work? You keep putting it in the slot and pulling it out. How many times? A lot. Is this the reason they went to push button starts? If you have a push button start automobile, my point, I just want to get this across, is that please don't jump start it. I'm sorry, but you can't even be a good Samaritan anymore. Kaboom to your computer. Yeah. You get a key start, there's a fine line there, and when you get down to the 2004s and 5s, you get a key start. Some of them you can jump start to get them started again because you got a dead battery in there, because this works this time of year, meaning your dead battery goes dead. Yeah, but a push-button start system, it has the same job, of course, to start your car as a key ignition system in the older vehicles. Absolutely. Now, here's a little bit of trivia and history for us. When did the push button come to start cars, and when? Well, the idea of a push button start showed up as early as 1912, when Cadillac released its Model 30. This automobile introduced a very unique electrical system with an electric starter. In 1912, the first of its kind. In comparison, earlier vehicles required you to crank the engine by hand until they fired up. Some of you know about that, and some of you probably broke a wrist or an elbow or, you know, Ouch, that hurts, cranking that engine over. Now, starting the 1912 Cadillac Model 30 wasn't easy as pressing the button for an electric starter. No, you also didn't need a key either, folks, because cars back then, they didn't use a key-based ignition system. No. If you go to my Facebook page, we got a good feed over there on the topic we're going to be talking about on the second hour, you know, because we're using less power now. Good topic, good feed going on, you folks. It's, you know, it's called being interactive. Appreciate that. More than 80 years ago, Mercedes-Benz introduced keyless start and keyless go systems in the 1998 Mercedes-Benz S-Class, the first modern keyless ignition system that entered service on a large, large scale. Mercedes-Benz, that system made it possible for you to start that engine without a key if you wanted to do it manually or the push-button start development was an issue. Now, the S-Class also came with a traditional key-based ignition. You could pick and choose back then. But no matter what, you needed a key fob, which transmits a radio signal. The signal is the anti-theft code that's unique for each vehicle, folks. This fob's transmission only reaches a certain distance, as you know. You've tried it before. Some of you have even pushed the panic button. It's red. And so the horn would go, oh, that's over in England for you folks listening across the pond. That's for you folks over here on the States. Sound effects. I better not quit my day job. But, yeah, you push the red panic button in order to find your car. My point with this push button start versus a key start, which one's better? Some of you might be shaking your head. Which one is better? Which one do you prefer? And are all the cars going to be push button from here on out in the future? Are they going to be voice started, voice activated started coming up? Is that what you want? Is that the best security system that there is? In my world of repairing your automobiles, the immobilizer, very expensive to repair and to replace that immobilizer part. It's the little round ring around where you put the key in. And, of course, that's for you folks that have the key start. But if it's voice activated, could be coming in the future. Start my car. I don't dare want to say that one word, Alexa, because now I just turned her on. Anyway, we're going to go to the break. Alexa, along with everybody else out, they're listening in the Auto World Listening Coast to Coast Arena. Well, garage. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
USA News Update. The beginning of 2024 has seen robust job growth, with the U.S. economy adding 353,000 jobs last month, nearly double the anticipated increase, according to the Labor Department. The unemployment rate remained steady at 3.7% in January. Toxicology reports released this week revealed that the three men found dead and frozen at a Kansas City Chiefs watch party had three times the lethal amount of fentanyl, along with cocaine and THC in their systems. The incident happened in the backyard of their friend Jordan Willis Kansas City home on January 9th, 2 days after the game. Former President Trump is criticizing the United Auto Workers Union after it endorsed President Biden's re-election campaign. During an interview with Fox Business, Trump said he never engaged in discussions with the UAW regarding an endorsement. He referred to the union as a hopeless case and accused it of steering the car industry into the poorhouse. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This week we all get back on the road again together. I appreciate you riding shotgun with me, folks. It means a lot. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Auto World. A little bit of housekeeping real quick. Don't forget we have Instagram. The address is Auto World Media. That is also my website address, autoworldmedia.com. And please, if you have any questions or anything, you can scroll there and dissect that website, please do, and send your comments and all. And if you, I never really do talk about, a little, about this at all by the word sponsorships at all. And yes, I'm constantly, you know, I love to partner up with great companies and great products. So if you know you folks do work at companies that have you do good work, you do have a good product, and if you do, I know that I do have some products getting sent to me constantly, and I appreciate that. Thank you. And I try them out and test them and all that to make sure that they're okay for, you know, that's real, and that I can send them off to your doorstep, to all of our listeners to make sure that your auto world is better. So, if you are interested in sponsoring the program of any type, sort, segment, we got all the time. We'll find room for you, period. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Email me. Okay, I never did tease you about this, but yes, oh yes. Well, coming up here, we've got the WWCOTY. Well, they announced the winners of five categories. That's right. We're going to get to that here in a little bit, this hour for sure, before the garage door goes down. But also,
I've got for you the, I want you to make sure that seat belt is fastened because this is going to be a surprise to all of you. I believe anyway. The world's top three best selling cars of 2023. We're only going to give you three of them. And this is from JATO Dynamics. They were founded back in 1984 with representation in over 51 countries. They know what they're doing. They've been around. So get ready for that. But first, I've got an email here I want to read because why not? Because, well, first off, it's live, and that's what it's all about. This is from live out of Boise, Idaho, right where I'm sitting. Awesome. Is Jane, and I appreciate Jane. Again, that email address, folks, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And this email, Jane says, Mark, need your help. My steering goes from power to manual steering. It does not do it all the time. Just when I first started up, check the fluid, and it looks okay. And there is no noise and or leaks on the garage floor. Do you think the power steering pump is bad? Thanks for your help, Jane. Listening in Boise, Idaho. So, first and foremost, our sound effects are here all the time. Let's do a shout-out to one of our great Auto World affiliates right here local. News Talk, KBOI, AM 670 and FM 93.1. And that's right there, you folks listening in Nampa and Caldwell and Weezer and Star and Eagle and Meridian and yes, even Ontario, Oregon. We go over into Oregon a little bit. Baker, Oregon, good to have you folks along. And I actually got an email from I didn't know the signal, which is awesome. It goes all the way over to LeGrand, Oregon. So good to have all of you along. Of course, all of you that are listening, I've got a couple listeners that's emailed me from Australia listening on the KBOI app. So, yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks, Jane. Good to have you along. And no, it's not the power steering pump. Now, a couple things I want you to do, Jane, is I want you to verify, you did say the fluid is okay, pull the cap off, and I want you to, should be a dipstick there on the cap, General Motors, no dipstick. But what I want you to look at is the color of the fluid. We do not want mud-looking fluid, we want red. And if it's a foreign automobile here, you didn't give me the year, maker, model, that's okay, but they have a clear fluid. We just want a good-looking, clear, clean-looking fluid, red or clear, okay? And make sure if it's muddy and black, then we've got or look for bubbles. Literally start it up, turn the steering wheel left or right, shut it down, and literally run to the cap. Pull the cap off and see if you got bubbles in there. If you got bubbles, we've got a hose leaking, Jane. We got the pressure hose is leaking. It's aerating the fluid. That's where the bubbles are coming, which is also bringing in dirt into the system, causing the fluid to be black. But your problem here, you're saying it's manual steering only when you start it up. So what you got going on, Jane, I tell you the bad news, but it's the truth. The rack and pinion's out of it, or better known as the rack. It's gone. That rack is bad, and that's, you know, that's why I like doing emails, absolutely, especially right off the press here, coming in, because this helps a lot of you. If you've got a car that, just like Jane here, that you start it up, and you go out of the driveway, you turn the steering wheel, and it's kind of growling a little bit, and the steering wheel just does not seem like it's power, and it's got manual steering, the rack is bad, folks. And if you let it warm up and get it warm, then the power steering fluid in the pump gets hot, and then that rack will work. And eventually, it'll go out all the time, meaning that you'll have manual steering constantly. It won't go back to power steering, and you need a rack replaced. Now, where's this at? You can't do the job yourself, Jane. Sorry to tell you that, but you just can't. In fact, a lot of shops will not do this job either. You might have to go to the dealer. And again, the dealer, I don't know what brand you got there, Ford, Chevy, it doesn't matter, but Fairview Avenue there in Boise, Idaho. You can just go right this car row. I call it car row. A lot of the dealers are on the Fairview Avenue. That rack is behind the engine, underneath, of course. It's connected to the steering wheel shaft. It's pretty technical. It's a very expensive job. Racks run from, roughly $1,200 starting That's customer price, all the way up. Plus, you have to add labor on there. So it's a pretty expensive job. Some of them are $3,500 to $4,500. It's a best way for me to say it. It's a regular hubcap of a job, saying it nicely. But yeah, you have a rack out, Jane. And again, get a bid, call around, tell them I have a steering rack and pinion out. How much? Tell me your make and model. The dealer will ask for your VIN number. Jane, I appreciate it. Hey, I'm right here in Boise also. Got a little gift bag for you. We have detail. I want your car to look good inside and out. Detail is the word. Detail, clean, smell, look good. You know, we got a little gift bag for you. I'll hand deliver it to you, Jane. You're right here. Let me know if you would. If you do not want me to hand deliver, that's no problem either. We'll ship it out to you. Little Meguiar's and Mother's in there, solution finish in there, wash drops in there. In fact, I'm going to send you a bottle of Lucas. That's right, Lucas power steering fluid. We'll get it to you. You'll love it. That might solve, it's kind of called a Band-Aid because your rack's out, but that'll get you maybe a couple more weeks in order for you to have enough time to save some money up to pay for the rack replacement. Thanks, Jane. Send me back your address, if you would, at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. When we come back, folks, the world's top three best-selling cars of 2023. So ponder that. Think about that. What brand do you think is number one? Number two, and number three, I believe all of you will be surprised who came in number one. Again, this is the world's top, not United States, world's top three best-selling cars of 2023. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans. Keep that seatbelt fastened, because I'm going to keep pushing the juice pedal.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Shifter, and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, you want to screw that thing back on, Earl? He was trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on down, sort of rolled around, and then lit in the cuff of Earl's pants and burned a hole in his sock. Yeah, sort of set him right on fire. I looked on out of the window and I started counting phone poles going by at the rate of 4 to the 7th power. Well, I put 2 and 2 together and added 12 and carried 5. I'm up with 22,000 telephone poles an hour. I looked at Earl and his eyes was wide. His lip was curled and his leg was fried. His hand was froze to the wheel like a tongue to a sled in the middle of a blizzard. I says, Earl, I'm not the type to complain, but the time has come for me to explain that if you don't apply some brake real soon, they're going to have to pick us up with a stick and a spoon. Well, Earl reared back, cocked his leg, stepped down as hard as he could on the brake, and the pedal went clear of the floor and stayed right there on the floor. And I says, it's sort of like stepping on a plum. Well, from there on down, it just wasn't real pretty. It was Hairpin County and Switchback City. One of them looked like a can full of worms. Another one looked like malaria germs. Right in the middle of the whole damn show was a real nice tunnel, now wouldn't you know? Sign says clearance in the 12-foot line, but the chickens was stacked to 13-9. Well, we shot that tunnel on 110 like gas through a funnel and eggs through a hen. We took that top row of chickens off liquor and scum off a Louisiana swamp. Went down and around and around and down, we run out of ground at the edge of town, bashed into the side of the feed store in downtown Pagosa Springs.
I'm telling you, friends, folks, brake fluid. You need to have your brake fluid flushed every 80,000 miles. You really do. You do not want your brake pedal feeling like a plum. Get rid of it. Your brake calipers on your disc brake calipers are getting hot. Every time you apply the brakes, it cooks the brake fluid, which is an oil. Auto World, welcome back. I got a little Auto World trivia for you. What was the first production car in the world with laser headlights? You have to, you know, if you're going up and down the pass too, you need good brakes.
or good plums to eat while you're trying to drive the thing. Not. If you eat the plums, I think you'll end up, you know where you're going to end up. But you need good headlights. What was the first production car in the world with laser headlights? The optional laser lights on the BMW i8 ensure a high beam range of up to 600 meters, effectively doubling the range of a modern LED high beam. Boy, those BMWs do have some big time power, don't they? It is time right here on Auto World before the garage door goes down on this hour of Auto World. The world's top three best-selling cars of 2023. What's your guess? The world. The top three. That's all I'm going to say here. We're going to go to the top three. One company was dethroned. That's right. Toyota dethroned. Oh, yes. The mark of an end of Toyota's top position in the model ranking with the RAV4 and the Corolla. They've led the global rankings in recent years, but they've been dethroned. Yep. Got some numbers for you. So let's do it. Let's start at the bottom. We're only doing 3, 2, and 1, but that's all right. Number three comes in as the world's top three best-selling cars of 2023. Number three, selling 1,100,000, the Toyota Corolla. That's still real good. Yeah. Coming up on second place is the Toyota again, the Toyota RAV4 with 1,700,000. But the number one spot, do you have your seatbelt tight, snugged up, tray table up, ready for takeoff? Yes, okay, good. The number one slot, according to JATO Dynamics, they were founded back in 1984. With representation in over 51 countries. Their survey, the number one spot, according to sales and numbers, the number one spot, the world's top three best-selling cars of 2023, is the Tesla Model Y. 1.23 million. Boom. Tesla Y. Got it. Now, the Model Y led the way for sales in both Europe and China, the world's two largest EV markets, according to the data from the China Association of Automobile Manufacturers, CAAM. 456,000 units were shipped to China in 2023, making an increase of 45% from 2022 in Europe. Registrations of the Model Y soared above what they thought they could see, and it did. Now, you have Peugeot 208s over there and Volkswagens over there. They did real well, too. About 30 markets shows that more than 255,000 units of the Model Y were registered. This being 19,000 units more than the second most popular vehicle, which was the Toyota RAV4. So Toyota has been dethroned. So what's the numbers? Okay, here's some numbers. Despite the second best-selling vehicle in 2023, the Toyota is set to be the Toyota RAV4, with a little over a million units currently sold globally, up from 1.07 today in 2023, up from 1.02 million units in 2022, when it did lead the global market. Now, with all body types, including the Toyota Corolla, occupied the third place in the rankings, according to this data. Now, you know, you're talking, the data's been calculated from North America, Europe, China, of course, Australia, New Zealand, India, South Korea, Russia, Turkey, Japan, Taiwan, South Africa, quite a few, but yes. So, number three, two, and one. The third place goes to, for the world's top three best-selling cars of 2023, is the Toyota Corolla. And then second place is the Toyota RAV4, and number one would be the Tesla Model Y for the world's. Wow. Do you have one? I have a friend that has one, loves it. Good, bad, or otherwise, loves it. Coming up here on Auto World, again, I want to make sure that you... We're going to talk a little bit about, well, electric. Why not? Electric cars. Talk about also the data out on the... The United States added 1.2 million EVs to the grid. But last year, and the electricity went down. Huh. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Why not? Also, are you thinking about coming up in a second? Are you thinking about flipping that thing? You know, that brand? Well, that one brand, think again. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And we're going to get right to the story, the nuts and the bolts literally behind the IndyCar Cube that sold. And the old KL body. Is it going to return? For you folks that have that brand, you know what I'm talking about, that KL body. It's coming back, or is it? We'll find out. But again, I look forward to your emails at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Right now as we are live, and I look forward to your emails as I ask you folks to deliver throughout the week. You got a car question, truck question, snowmobile question, been there, done that, master certified master technician, ASE, Automotive Service Excellence, service, literally, a master technician, that means, oh boy, I passed all those tests. The words. We were talking about that the other day, a friend of mine, we were talking about, I think I can pass a test. I asked him, do you know how to set up a differential in your rear end on a rear-wheel drive car? And he says, no. Well, I said, well, then you're going to flunk that question. That's what it's all about. Got to know what you're doing before you can take a test. Coming up also, the WWCOTY announces the winners of the five categories. What's that all stand for? Well, you'll find out. We're going to be doing that right off the bat. And again, you never know when the Ugo horn's going to sound from Eddie, the engine emailer in the house here. And also we have, well, that segment coming up, I believe, next hour. My mom had that car. So stay tuned for that. What kind of car did your mom have? Share it with us. I'm looking forward to more of your photos, too, by the way, of your first ride, your second ride, your good ride, the ride that you dearly love. Send it to me. We're going to put that up on the website. Picture of and maybe a little story behind that favorite ride of yours or the lemon that you had that you do you hate it. Send it to us over at my email, and we'll want to put it up there, listeners and fans. We're going to have another segment there on our website, autoworldmedia.com. So I'm looking for, I've got quite a few of them going, so send it to us. Oh, it's email time. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And, oh, we got to do that email. Second hour. Look forward to seeing you over there. AutoWorldMedia.com. Drive safe, everybody, and motor on. Keep pushing the juice pedal.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.